Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Meezy, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, Oscar.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear it. Right, so what's going on the island then?
Electric Woods, Spirit of the Orient.
Whereabouts is Spirit of the Orient?
Robin Hill Country Park, Isle of Wight.
So tell me a bit more about this Electric Woods event.
Robin Hill is putting on another amazing Electric Woods event, and this one celebrates Chinese New Year.
Ooh, so what can we expect there?
A mix of colour, light and sound. There are beautiful bridges brought and even a screen project 3D image.
Ooh, very nice. And anything for children?
There is storytelling, and you can also decorate your own Chinese lantern. An ornamental menu will also be served, and you can toast marshmallows.
Ooh, lovely. So when is this Spirit of the Orient event on?
Spirit of the Orient starts on the 10th of February and finishes on the 25th of February. It is open every day of the week from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m.
And what about tickets? How much are they?
Adult and children are £15. Concessions are £13.50. Tickets are available from electricwoods.uk or call 01083 527352.
Well, thanks for talking to me about that today. See you later. Hello, Maisie.
Hi.
Hi, I was going to talk to you a bit about your music, because I know you're a bit of a music fan.
Love my music.
Excellent. So, what are you listening to at the moment?
All sorts of chart stuff at the moment.
So, what is your favourite chart hit at the moment?
Tiptoe by Jason Derulo.
Oh, good choice. I like that one.
Yeah.
So, whose album are you after at the moment?
Camila Cabello's one.
So, which song always gets you up dancing?
Madness Baggy Trousers.
Oh, classic. And which song always has you singing at the top of your voice?
Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, great, thanks for talking to us, Maisie. Have a great week. See you later.
Yeah.
Hello, Kaylee, how are you today?
Tired.
Oh, right, now, we're going to talk about something that you've been doing at home. Now, I know you love your crime dramas, your American sort of crime dramas, and you were telling me that you got together with some friends and you were writing your own screenplay or your own sort of TV programme, is that right?
Yeah.
So, what is your script about?
It's about, there's about seven thugs and they rob banks and steal jewellery stores.
Oh, they sound a little bit frightening. Are there any good guys involved?
No.
No. So these thugs are just on the rampage?
Pretty much.
Excellent. So whereabouts is your story set?
Where there's no people walk around.
Who are the main characters?
Michael.
Tell us about Michael. Who's he? Is he the worst of the worst? Is he the worst thug in the group?
He's the leader.
He's the leader. Right, what's he like?
He's actually like Michael Scofield from Prison Break. So
you've taken some inspiration from what you watch.
Yeah.
Brilliant, okay. And what about the other thugs? What are they like?
One's a hothead. His name is John. There's a few girls in it as well. Sarah from Prison Break.
So, how long have you been writing this script?
About 2 years now.
Wow, so you've got quite a lot of material then.
Yeah.
And do you and your friends that write it, do you all sort of share ideas together, or is there one particular leader in your group that will do the writing?
Well,
or?
I do the writing.
Yeah.
And Tegan does as well, but she struggles with spelling, so I help her. And,
oh, great.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing to do, isn't it? And I know you've got a great imagination for things like that. Well, I wish you every success with that. And are you hoping that one day you could sort of film it and get some people in to act it out?
Yeah.
Is that the dream?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good for you. Well, thanks for telling us about your script. Good to see you, Kaylee.
Yeah,
see you later.
Too.
Bye.
Hi, Connor here. Festival Fever. It all began back in 1969 with huge acts such as Bob Dylan and The Who. The Isle of Wight Festival is truly an iconic event. Since those lazy, hazy 60 days, the festival has grown into one of the UK's most popular summer music events, attracting thousands of festival goers year in, year out. Last year, well, there was an incredible lineup with headliners including Razorlight, David Guetta, Arcade Fire, and Bastille, with fantastic support acts such as Rag & Bone Man, The Kooks, and Clean Bandit. And this year is set to be no exception. The festival this year will be taking place from Thursday the 21st to Sunday the 24th of June, and it is set to be an absolute scorcher. Headlined acts announced so far include Liam Gallagher, Depeche Mode, Van Morrison, The Killers, James Bay, and many, many more to follow. Watch this space, festy goers. And that's it from me this week. Catch you next time.
Olivia here. Today you'll be asking, I'll be asking Julia some questions. Are you ready?
Go on then, Olivia.
What is your favourite piece of clothing?
Definitely a scarf. I have a whole load of them, big bag of them.
Oh my. Which song do you know all the words to?
My favourite group, Take That, I'm Back for Good.
Alright. What are you most looking forward to this year?
Having a holiday in Centre Parks.
Well, I went to Centre Parks. Why not? What is your favourite smell?
Definitely fried onions and bacon. It smells delicious.
Ooh. And finally, what activity would you never do again?
Canoeing. I don't like it when it tips upside down.
Oh dear. That's it for me this week. Bye.
Bye.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Sarah, I'm so sorry I'm late. I had a phone call just as I was about to leave. I just couldn't get off the phone. She went on and on and on.
Don't worry, you're here now. Who phoned you then?
Oh, it was Chloe again.
What? She phoned you last night.
I know. I mean, she's lovely and she really is a good friend. But, oh gosh, does she go on.
Does she always phone you this often?
No, it's only when she's got a bee in her bonnet. Trouble is, when someone's moaning all the time, it sort of brings you down.
Oh, I know. She's not going to phone back later, is she? Penny, did you hear what I said?
What? Sorry. I just thought I saw someone I knew. But it can't be. Sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, nothing much. How was your day?
All right. The meeting went well. You know, the one I said I had to go in early for. Management said the shop is doing very well. All we've got to do is come up with some interesting ideas to make new customers come in.
Hmm. Well, you could have talking mannequins. One could say, "Good morning, sir. I hope you have a nice day." Or, "Hello, madam. Lingerie is this way."
Oh, that's just a great idea. Let's frighten the customers away.
Well, it was only a joke. I saw Kathy at break today.
Oh, and how is she?
Okay. We were talking about the idea of having a bridge from the UK to France.
Oh, yeah, now someone did say that. Was it Boris?
Oh, I don't know. But then she said there might be a bridge from the island to the mainland. Now, that is a good idea.
Well, not everybody thinks so.
Don't they? Gosh, it would make travelling so much easier.
Hmm, but what would it do to the island? It wouldn't be an island anymore.
No.
And also, where's the money going to come from?
I don't know. We didn't discuss that.
Well, isn't that the first thing to talk about?
I don't know. Shall we order in a minute?
Yeah, why not? If you see a waiter, then...
I have seen a waiter. A very nice one.
Oh? Which one?
Well, I can't see him at the moment, but when I do, I'll call him over.
Oh. So we're going to wait for that waiter to appear.
We don't have to. Penny, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
You just seem a bit down.
No, I'm okay. I suppose, if anything, it was talking to Chloe. I just feel a bit deflated, that's all.
Why? What was she saying?
Oh, you know, just putting the world to rights.
Look, if there's anything wrong, you can always talk to me.
What? Even about what Chloe says?
Yes, tell me. What does she say?
Oh, nothing. It was just a joke.
Well, I mean it. You can tell me anything. Honestly, Penny, I mean absolutely anything. And to be honest, If Chloe just brings you down, she's not a very good friend, is she?
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.